We'll be fine. We've addressed it in the meetings, as well as strength and conditioning staff, staying hydrated, taking extra precautions. But at the end of the day, it's all football. I think we'll be all right.
With yourself and many other starters not really getting the reps in the preseason, is your work in practice enough to know that your football conditioning will be there when you need it on Sunday in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I've been doing this for 8 years now. I've had camps where I've gone the entire training camp without missing a practice. I've had others where I've missed the entire thing, and I'll be ready week one, as with the other veterans. They wouldn't have there's a reason why they're veterans. They take it upon themselves to be in game shape when the regular season starts, and it's going to be no different this week.
What's impressed you most about what Blake's done to get to the point where he is at?
He's got a good group around him, a good group of young talent. You look at the receiver's position especially. They had Ivory in the backfield, a downhill runner, a young and up-and-coming team. So, they have to be real excited. You look at the free agent acquisitions they've had, as well as, the high draft picks they've had. So I think there's a lot of, buzz around them, a lot of excitement down there in Jacksonville. So, it should be exactly that, a team that's kind of up and coming, and a team that just wants to maintain, a level of excellence, so to speak.
We actually mentioned your boy, Blake Martinez.
Why don't you just
cut me off?
No, we'll use that too.
Blake is being asked to do a lot. I didn't even start as a rookie when I came in here. But especially to play at the inside linebacker position and having played it firsthand last year, there's a lot that goes into it. Not only knowing where the people in front of you are going to fit behind you, but also making checks, adjustments, the play calls, having the mic, which could be distracting. So we're asking a lot of him. But, he's proven that throughout OTAs and throughout training camp and those first four preseason games that he's more than capable. And I think we kind of expect him to make the plays that we expect from our inside linebackers, and there shouldn't be any drop off. I don't think that's something we're going into the game as a saying, hey, this is a weak spot or a weak position. I think we're happy with the guys we have in there, and hopefully they look to improve upon not only their work in training camp, but Jake from last year as well.
Is there something over camp that Martinez showed you that said this guy's?
Well, the inside linebacker position, it's you have to be a student of the game. You don't need to be, and this is nothing to take away from Blake, but you don't need to run, a 4-4. You don't need to jump, out of the roof. But at the same time, you need to know where to be. You need to make read and react quickly. And at the same time, you need to make those in-game adjustments. And he does a great job with his film study, keeping his head in the playbook and making sure that he gets all the other 10 pieces around him lined up. And I think that's the most important thing you look from an inside linebacker, no matter what year they're going into, is his. Can they take command of the defense? And he's shown that.
Sometimes when a teammate is asking the right questions, right? I mean, that shows you that he's on the right page, right?
Yeah. Yeah? You ask a lot of questions, so some of them are right. But, that's what you like to see, as a guy, instead of a guy who's kind of swimming and, maybe just assuming things. He likes to ask the questions, and it's made him right. And I think that's why you see, a rookie come in here and start day one, which is, it's difficult to do in this league, especially for a fourth round draft pick or whatever he was.
This is the eighth year you've been doing this. Can you, number one, can you believe that? Number two, how does it charge you to keep going forward and keep progressing?
Yeah, I mean it's flown by. Just realizing I'm going into year eight. I think every year I probably say that, but I mean I'm getting up there, getting close to double digits, which is most people are happy with that, and I just expect to keep on. With the production, I feel great when I'm out there. And what was the second question?
Well, just how it keeps driving.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's something I'm passionate about, playing football and having that respect from your peers, coaches, players. So it's what I like to do. And while I do it, I intend to be pretty good at it.
My career is running the family.
Yeah, I got a few more years if I want to catch my uncle and father, but. money was different back then.
Clay, you've lost a lot of the people this offseason who were on the team the last Super Bowl run. As that continues to happen year in, year out, I mean, your role, your job still to get back there. How did the dynamics of this locker room change, the fewer and fewer guys that can remember that run? And how did your leadership role kind of expand?
Well, I mean, if you look at the Super Bowl run in which we made, I was there any guys who had played in the Super Bowl before? Maybe Charles, and you know, that might be it. So maybe ignorance is bliss here, but at the same time, that was you know, it almost seems like an eternity ago. You know, we're hungry, and it's just about winning the games when it counts. You know, we know we'll have success this year. It's just about you know, winning when it matters, and I think we got the guys to do that. We do every year. It's just about, like I said, it's just about making those plays, getting those wins, and moving forward to you know, what we feel like as a team we can achieve.
You said it feels like an eternity. Do you feel hungrier each year? Does the urgency increase the further away you get from making that run?
It's the same every year. You know, obviously the further you get away from it, the more you appreciate it. But you know, at this point in my career, you know, having had that success in my second year, you don't appreciate it as much, and to fall short in regard to winning a Super Bowl, you know, I wouldn't say it increases the expectations or the drive for it. That's the ultimate goal, but you know, you just once you start over and it's week one again, it's great to have that opportunity to kind of come back and do it again, and hopefully it's us this year.
Not that you get butterflies or anything this, you know, 8 years into your career, but do you get amped up at all, any extra for week one?
I still get butterflies. I mean, if you don't get butterflies, it doesn't mean something to you. So, but yeah, I get, you know, I get excited about it. Obviously, coming into work this week and studying them, you get a little extra adrenaline, anxiety, stress, everything that comes along with it. You know, if it means something to you, then, you know, you're going to feel something kind of within, and especially once, you know, game day rolls around, it'll be our chance to kind of show what this 2016 team is all about, and hopefully that's a win.
Julius mentioned that
part of being back outside
line. You know, like I said before, I feel like it's my most natural, impactful position. So getting back out there, it's you know, kind of like a renewed energy, so to speak. Just, you know, because I've been doing so much different stuff over the past year and a half. So you know, I'm excited about it, especially when I look around at the guys. Specifically, you know, next to me as far as Nick and Julius and Dayton and Mike D, you know, guys who I feel like can really impact the game. So it should be fun this year. I know we'll be competing against one another and, you know, hopefully getting after the quarterback.
Did it make you nervous at all when you saw that they only kept three inside linebackers? That's not a lot, especially compared to the past years, that maybe you might be off the line a little bit more?
No, coach's intention is to play me at the outside linebacker spot. There'll obviously be times where I rotate inside, but that's not something that crossed my mind, and I don't anticipate that moving forward. So, you know, I'll make my plays on the outside, and just like the past 7 years, I'll have my, you know, ability to go inside and provide a little changeup.
Clay, is there something you want to see from this defense in week one as a group that will tell you that you guys are on the right track?
Yeah, I think, you know, every year you look at the progression of especially the defense, and we always seem to be peaking towards, you know, the right time, late December, early January, heading into the playoffs. And that's exactly what you want to see. But this is a chance to put something on tape. You know, first game is not only is it the first game, but it's the most exciting because it gives you an opportunity to showcase what you guys are all about. And it should be an electric atmosphere down there. We get to wear home jerseys, which is, you know, a great deal. And a bunch of Packer fans. I hear it's a sellout, so it should be fun. I know we're all looking forward to it, especially with the longer training camp this year. We're just happy we're in the regular season and kind of have a renewed focus. Practice has been, you know, I think for these past 2 days, really good, and you know, hopefully that translates over into the football field.